Hello, and thank you for taking the time to listen. I'm sure this will be another delightful journey into the dreamscape for everyone involved. I, for one, am certainly looking forward to taking you to a very interesting little experience I stumbled upon while I was working my way through the world of concepts, ideas, and thoroughly silly things one can find in the dreamscape. So with that in mind, why don't we just slip right on through? 'Cause I know you want to, or else you wouldn't have clicked. You wouldn't have given your mind over for the brief period of time that we have together. You wouldn't be here. You wouldn't listen. And, well, get nice and comfortable and open and suggestible because, well, that is the correct order of things. It's a very enjoyable order because it results in such intense experiences, such wonderfully potent and powerful things when we give ourselves that opportunity, as you have before and as you probably will again. So, just shift your body into a nice, comfortable position. Get yourself nice and cozy, and understand that if at any point you need to adjust your body or wake up and do something else, you'll find it absolutely easy to do that. And the same goes for if you simply don't want to listen anymore. But if I've piqued your interest, if I've pulled you in, if I've captured your mind on this concept, well, then I get the feeling you're going to listen, and you're going to settle, and you're going to get ever so very attentive to my words, to the things I choose to say, and so they will find their way into your ears and across your mind. You can just let yourself unravel and unwind to that comfort, into listening, into hearing my words, into letting all your thoughts drift away as you float into the dreamscape once more. Sure, the occasional idea might pop in, the occasional concept might bubble its way through, but each and every one will be replaced, subsumed, and gently covered up with my words, with the place that we're going, with the concepts we're creating, the ideas we're entertaining. And I know it'll get easier and easier each and every time that you do so, because just like any skill, going here can be practiced. Going here can be easy as slipping, sinking, dripping, dropping down into that comfort, feeling the soft clouds of the dreamscape around you once more, and being present outside of time and space in a place of pure concept. Dreams, ideas, drifting, following me as I guide you to a place, a moment, a time, outside of your life, outside of our reality, beyond. And there it is, swirling, lime green energy dripping out of that portal. Gentle little crackles of energy creating patterns across the surface. Patterns that are utterly fascinating. Patterns that want to pull you in. The sort of patterns that might cause you to slip into that other world, to feel yourself aware of a different body, a different place, a different time. It's not entirely distinct, but quite similar to your own. You're standing in line at an arcade to try out something very interesting, something new. Apparently, some company that does software development and hardware research is testing out a new arcade game as well as launching a new beverage. He thought it was quite unusual, but everyone that's been headed out of that section of the arcade they curtained off has been ranting and raving about what a wonderful experience it was and how much they found it to be thoroughly engaging. So you decided to hop in line, and now it's your turn, and you're going to get the chance to ride. So, why don't you step up and find out what comes next? As the young woman running that particular machine turns to face you, having helped the last player out of the strange pod-like arcade system that was sealed around them until moments ago. That thick, intense, undulating vibrations and sound emerged from before. Sounds that felt unusual, almost otherworldly. The person looks dazed, somewhat blank, but otherwise very, very pleased, as a dopey smile spreads across their face as they're guided away behind the curtain to fill out some paperwork. So, it seems you're interested in our little product demo here today. We're actually doing this as a launch event, not just for the arcade systems, but for our new beverage line. And if you're interested in looking into them after this event, we are going to be offering exclusive early access to all attendees for the next few months until we actually launch the product. You just have to come back here to the arcade. Oh, how silly of me. I'm so sorry. We're launching a new performance beverage, and I didn't even say the name of it. Goodness, I wouldn't want my manager to overhear that. It's called Peak. It gives you the edge over, well, the competition. Anyways, why don't you try some out? Because it's supposed to make gaming, well, even more intense than usual. Since you can have such quick reaction times, apparently, from all the lovely, potent, and powerful ingredients. If you're interested, I can give you a card afterwards. We've managed to make it hypoallergenic, actually. So we're not particularly worried whether or not you will feel anything other than peak performance. So, why don't you follow me this way? She hands you a beverage that almost seems luminescent in the lighting of the arcade, like someone poured glowing luster dust into cyan greenish soda. It sparkles with effervescent bubbles that pop on the surface, drawing you in as the glittering little sparkling bits of dust like bits in there swirl. You look into it. As you lift it towards your mouth, the smell potent, pungent, almost chemical, intriguing. You take the first sip, and it's so strong and overwhelming that you almost can't bear it, and yet you want to drink the whole cup down in one go without letting it away. You feel it slide down your throat, almost filling you with that same powerful electric feeling your tongue had the moment it tasted the beverage. You feel lightheaded as the attendant offers you a hand to guide you into the pod. It's a very intense experience. Come right this way, dear. Please, take a seat. All you have to do is follow the directions on the screen, and you'll be able to play easily. I promise. Once you climb into the pod, the attendant quickly closes it before you can manage a response. Not that you're in much of a state to do so currently, since whatever was in that drink, it really hasn't left you feeling like your reaction time is lightning fast. No, you almost feel detached from reality, drifting for a moment until the visuals pop onto the screen. They're so utterly fascinating. It looks like a fractalized lightning bolt of energy gently emerging slowly from the center of the screen, forming some sort of strange loading animation. And then the words kick in, those potent and powerful things, the rumbling intensity of each syllable grazing across the surface of your mind, feeling like fingers gently stroking through your hair, and yet nothing is touching you. You lean back in the reclined chair of the gaming system, feeling the words pulse. Good. Thank you for choosing the Praxis Mimetics experience today. We welcome you to the forefront of gaming technology, where you can experience what it's like to be on the edge of what is possible. And so, with that in mind, let's begin. The pulsing intensity continues. The screen flashes up a simple set of instructions, and yet they feel absolute, complete, and totally overpowering. It's as though the words were what you should do, what you will do, what you already are doing as you reach down and begin the climb. As you begin to work your way towards the proffered top, following those directions, giving yourself such intimate attention. Not just in one spot, no. You have two hands. You can give yourself more, and you should. Gently dragging those fingers across the surface, tantalizing, touching, teasing, and of course, working your way up, up, up. After all, that's the goal. We do want you to have a peak experience here. We want to bring you all the way to the future of gaming, to your future. A transcendental experience. That's what this is. Those touches sending lightning coursing through you at that same wonderful intensity as the visualizer on the screen that crackles through your mind, searing it with bursts of pleasure, almost as though the bit of you that was building and building was a lightning rod in your very core, in your mind, for such a concept, for such joy and ecstasy, as though the drink had filled your veins with electrified pleasure. And so it builds, and it builds, and you can feel yourself lifting, floating, practically flying up and up and up until you have reached the very, very pinnacle, the apex, and can look over the edge and see what you so desperately want. And then, right as you're there, the game instructs you with one simple truth: to let go, to fall back, to tumble, to allow yourself to drop and sink and slip and fall all the way back to the bottom once more, to stop those amazing menstruations, to give yourself a moment of peace and calm and utter submission as you tumble down, down, down. Too bad. Try again, it says across the screen. And you know that you want to, in that moment, to try and climb all the way back to the edge, just to fall, just to slip once more, to be caught in this eternal Sisyphean challenge where you push that great, powerful, potent potential all the way up, only for it to roll back down, to be once more helpless to the experience of the fall. And just then, As you're lost in that sensation and intensity, the screen winks off as the pod pops open. So dazed out, so helpless, you look up to see the attendant offering her hand. You, for almost an instant, are embarrassed to offer yours, but you're still so very deeply under the influence of that peak that you just give in and follow. That's it. Why don't you come right this way, sweetheart? We have a little bit of stuff for you to look at behind the curtain. In fact, you might even call it a bonus stage. Well, at least that's what I've been told. Here, my friend's gonna take you all the way back. Another attendant approaches from behind the curtain, greeting you cordially. Hello, and thank you for taking the time to play today. Why don't you proceed to the bonus stage and take our satisfaction survey for the chance to receive in-game rewards? And she shunts you through the curtain quickly to take a seat in front of a very formally dressed woman in a tight pantsuit with a pin on her lapel in the shape of two arms that twist in at sharp 90-degree angles three times, with a dot floating in the middle that almost seems to glow as you glance at it. She gives you a soft curtain nod, her bun barely even moving on her head. Hello. Thank you for taking the time to come back here and fill out our survey. It is greatly appreciated that you are taking this time right now. I'm going to ask you some questions, and then you will be free to go. How many hours a day do you spend gaming? And how many hours a day do you spend touching yourself? And how often do you come? Well, that's to be expected. Now I'm going to ask you a few more questions on a scale from one being not at all to five being very important. Good. I'm glad you understand. How important is immersion to your gaming experience? Good. How important is your responsiveness to stimuli to your gaming experience? Good. Thank you. How important is reaching peak performance to your gaming experience? Very good. And finally, how important is it to you to reach climax? Very good. Thank you so very much for taking the time to give us your feedback. Gamer, if you'd like, you can have a complimentary edge to take with you for later. She proffers another beverage to you, that same pearlescent electric glowing fluid contained in a plastic bottle with some very slick branding. You take it, still dazed, as she ushers you back out. At which point, the other attendant grabs your hand. Oh, we just got your score up on the leaderboard. It's too bad. You didn't crack the top 10. But you know what? Maybe if you have another edge, you can. We'll have to see. The line's right over there. You can always give it another go. And so, in that moment, feel that electric lightning portal pulling gently on your mind as you find yourself whisked away back into the dreamscape, leaving behind all that we visited upon, all the ideas and concepts staying right there, accessible to you, should you want to have them again, by simply listening, by simply giving yourself that opportunity to slip back through that portal and experience that moment in time once more. Until then, you can feel yourself separated from that world, back to your normal self in the dreamscape, as your mind drifts back towards reality, and before you know it, drifting down into the room, into the present moment, as one, drifting up, two, feeling so wonderfully comfortable, three, more and more, four and five, halfway back, and six and seven, letting go of everything that we discussed, and eight and nine, almost back again, and 10, wide awake. Thank you for listening. I hope you had as much fun as I did, because I know that was certainly quite a blast to record. And if you did happen to truly enjoy it, don't forget to check me out elsewhere, as I have a lot to offer. Till next time, gamers.